ask you to turn your Bible tonight to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, and I want to read one verse. We're going to look at some other verses, but I want to read this one verse for our text tonight, and that's verse number 9. And here the Bible declares, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Father, thank you tonight that we have this opportunity that we can stand and present your word. We ask you tonight that you might bless it tonight. You might reach out tonight with your word and follow your spirit and touch our hearts. Give us that which we all need during this hour of time. During these circumstances of life, we ask you, Lord, that you might take your word tonight and your spirit and give us the answers that we all need. And for all that you do, we want to praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The writer of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, in chapters 3 and 4, begins talking about the rest of God. I thought about that song we sang at times called "The Haven of Rest." And the songwriter declared, "I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest." Well, there's a rest tonight for the people of God. But what does it mean when the Bible here and in other places tonight talk about the rest of God for its people this evening? You know, we usually think about resting tonight is a time when we cease from our labors. Maybe we take a vacation and go somewhere on a trip for a few days or a few weeks, but we have to come back and enter again into the workforce and labor again. Sometimes we think about, well, we get a break in the morning and in the evening, and we take a break from our labor for a brief period of time, and we have to go back to work. Or we get off for the weekend or some other time, and we have a rest for our bodies for a brief period of time. But tonight, God's rest is a lot different than that. God's rest tonight is the rest of God. Over in the book of Genesis, it talks about how that God rested from his labor. God didn't have to start again. God's rest tonight is something far different than what you and I normally associate with the word rest this evening. I think it tonight might be illustrated the very best of any place I know of in the scripture tonight in the book of Joshua chapter 5 and a little bit of chapter 6 this evening. And here Joshua, of course, is leading the children of Israel after the death of Moses, and they're getting ready to enter into the promised land, and they've crossed the Jordan River. And after they cross the Jordan River, they come to a place called Jericho. And the Bible says that Jericho was a walled city, a great fortified city. And I'm sure as the children of Israel saw the city of Jericho, they're wondering, what in the world and how can we take the city of Jericho? We find that in Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13, it says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereupon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." I want to pause right here and say, I believe this is a picture of Christ. I believe that the captain of the Lord's host here is the Lord Jesus. And here he's appearing unto Joshua because he could not be an angel because he accepted the worship of Joshua. And he says here that this is holy ground. And the place where God is where holy ground is tonight. And Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. This thus shall do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests will blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up into every man straight before him. Now here Joshua is given how to take the city of Jericho. And I'm sure as young children, we learned about all the things that transpired in Jericho in Sunday school and vacation Bible school and other times in our life. But we tonight begin to think about what did Joshua do? After he saw the captain of the Lord's host and the Lord gave him directions of how in the world to take this great fortified city, what did Joshua do? Well, in my sanctified imagination, okay, this is not contained in the Bible, but I believe studying the life of Joshua and what Joshua did following this tonight will give credence tonight to this. I believe Joshua simply went back to his tent, sat down in his chair and propped up his feet, and there began to rest. Because, you see, God had told him how to take Jericho. That's the rest of God. When God gives you direction tonight and you're confident in God and you're willing tonight to follow what God tells you, then you can have rest in God. You don't have to worry about it anymore, do you? See, Joshua didn't have to worry. How am I going to take this great fortified city? How am I going to get rid of all of these mighty men of valor? How is this going to happen? Not only, it looks like a mess. And God said, this is the way you do it. Joshua said, okay. That's it. Now, do you think about that this evening? What would you and I do? You see, Joshua had confidence in God. And I believe that's what Paul is speaking of here, and I believe that's what the Scriptures speak of when it talks about that we can have God's rest this evening. That we can have confidence in God, that we can rest assured tonight in the Lord, that we can have that blessed assurance this evening. And we need that rest at times, don't we, tonight? We need to rest in the Lord. We're hurrying and scurrying and going here and to and yonder, and many times we're so concerned about what we're going to do, we fail to just simply let God tonight give us the word from heaven and tell us what we need to do. This morning, Desi and I were watching a televised church service from a church, and when they were doing the service, and this is nothing, I'm not really downing them, but Desi said, I don't know how they do things in a big church, and I said, well, you don't have to worry about that. But you know, you begin to see some of the things that they're so concerned about and they're so worried about. You know, sometimes I think tonight we just need to set back and say, hey, this is what God said do. This is the way the Lord said to take care of it. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can just sit down and rest on what the Lord has said. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just had that come to you? Several years ago, when I was pastoring another church, there were some things begin to happen. And one evening, the Lord said, "You're going to have a lot of problems out of this." And I said, "Gee, thanks, Lord." But this is what he said to me in my spirit. He said, "You don't worry about it. I got it under control, and I'll take care of it." And I never worried from that day forward, because as it worked out, God worked it out for better. You see, tonight we need to understand what Paul is saying. There's a rest for the people of God. We can rest tonight and have confidence in the Lord. I can rest tonight in my Savior. I'm glad Jesus Christ is my Savior this evening. And I'm glad I can rest assured tonight that He has forgiven my sins and redeemed me from the hand of Satan tonight. I'm glad tonight that He's lifted me out of the miry pit and put my feet on a solid rock this evening. And that as my Savior tonight, that when I get ready to depart this walk of life, that Jesus Christ will lead me safely over. Not because of what I've done, but I can have confidence and rest and assurance tonight in the Savior, the Lord Jesus tonight. Amen. But you know, I can really have assurance tonight in Him as my shepherd. Sometimes I think we want to put our confidence and assurance and rest in Him as Savior, but we don't want tonight to trust Him as our shepherd. But you know, He's our shepherd, and He leads us and guides us and directs us, provides for us and protects us and does those things which we often need in our life. And tonight, as our shepherd tonight, we can have confidence in Him that He's going to lead us the way that He wants us to go and direct us in the way that He wants us to go this evening. And as you go through your life, and as I go through my life tonight, sometimes I think I need to just sit back sometimes and be like Joshua, just sit back and say, "All right, Lord, where are we going?" And He said, "Doesn't matter, just follow Me. Just follow Me." And see, we can follow Him tonight with confidence and assurance that He's leading us on the right path. That's rest in your heart tonight, isn't it? That's rest this evening. One of these little children tonight sometimes might not know the way to go, but their daddy can say, "Just follow Me, hold My hand, and I'll get you there." That little child with childlike faith will take a hold of that parent's hand and expect them to lead them safely to their destination. Well, praise God tonight, we can put our hand in the hand of the Savior tonight and in the hand of the shepherd tonight, and He'll lead us safe to our destination. And rest in Him as my sovereign tonight. Well, I look around an evil, wicked, vile world tonight, and I see a lot of things I wished could be changed. But yet tonight I know in my heart of hearts that God has this thing under control. And tonight it doesn't matter tonight what I think or what anybody else thinks. The sovereign God of glory headed this old mud ball exactly where He wants it to go tonight, and He's going to end it exactly when He decides it's going to end tonight, and nothing else is going to matter. I've said many years ago when everybody was worried about nuclear bombs and atomic bombs and everybody blowing everybody up, I said, "That'll never happen." They said, "Why?" I said, "Because God said He had reserved it for His judgment tonight. And God will bring it to pass when He gets ready to bring it to pass, and not before. Tonight and not after." And I can rest tonight in the sovereign God of glory. You know, all of us can do that this evening. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 11, He said, "Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." I'll give you rest. I'm glad tonight the Lord can give us rest, aren't you? I'm glad tonight that Paul said there remaineth a rest for the people of God. That there comes a time tonight that I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can just rest and be confident in the Lord this evening. All my worry, all my effort usually doesn't work anyway, you see. I just need to rest in the Lord. You say, "Well, how do you know you can do that?" Well, Paul gives us a couple of things really quickly and we'll be through. He says in verses 12 and 13, we have the Word of God. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I want to take a little different approach to that this evening, and I want you to listen carefully. I believe the Word of God is tonight a living Word. I believe tonight that it's a powerful Word. I believe it's an enduring Word. But I want you to listen carefully this evening. I believe one thing that I learned from this evening as I studied this is that God knows all about us. He knows all about us. You see, His Word cuts us apart and shows us what we are. A lot of people tonight are keen on observation. You know, they can look at someone and look around and maybe give some amazing facts that we might think, how in the world could somebody see all of that in a brief span of time? But there are people tonight who have that keen observation and those special skills, and sometimes they've honed them and trained them, and they can come to those conclusions this evening. Crime scene investigators can walk in and look at a crime scene and begin to tell you many things about what transpired during the crime. But you see, God's Word is a little different than that. It just opens us up like a surgeon on an operating table. That's what he said in verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You see, he lays us bare and reveals the real us. God knows us tonight, and he knows all about us. He knows every part of your heart, every part of my heart. He knows everything there is to know about us. You see, sometimes we can be like we can look so physically good, seemingly doing really, really good. I had an uncle, one of my dad's twin brothers named Marlon. And when I used to work in Tupelo, he lived in Tupelo, and I'd go out sometimes at lunch and eat lunch with him. And he was always kind of comical, had a lot of fun with him. And went by one day and eat lunch with him. A couple of days later, the next week sometime, I went by and he wasn't there. And I went by the next day and he wasn't there, so I called and he was in the hospital. And I said, well, what's the matter with him? Well, they found a couple of spots on his lungs, and they're going to do some surgery tomorrow, and he should be home the next day. I said, okay. I thought he was doing fine. Oh, he was doing good, they just want to take a precautionary measure. They opened him up, and 3 days later, he died because he was completely eat up with cancer. Looked fine on the outside, but when that surgeon opened him up, it revealed what it really was. You know, like sometimes we look so good on the outside, don't we? Well, we look so spiritual and so pure, so in control. And God just opens us up and says, look, this is what you really are. That's what His Word will do to you tonight. Now, I know there's other things we can use this for, but listen to me. This is what He's speaking to us tonight. That's what He's speaking to me. Hey, the Word of God opens me up and shows me what I really am before God. But you know the great thing about that is, in spite of the Lord knowing everything about you, He still loves you.
Amen.
Now think about that. He still loves you. See, if I was to walk back there and look down into your heart like the Lord does and cut you open like the Lord does, I might say, get out of here. I don't have nothing else to do with you. I don't like you anymore. But the Lord said, hey, I still love you. I still care about you. I'm still there for you. You know, that's great confidence tonight that we can have. That somebody knows everything about us tonight. Knows all of our weaknesses. Knows all of our sins. Knows all of our problems. Knows everything about us. And still the Lord said, hey, I still love you. I still care for you. I'm still here for you tonight. What a great thing that is tonight. That's confidence, isn't it? That's somebody you can have confidence in, isn't it? You know? Some folks, when things go wrong, they leave you. But the Lord said, hey, I'm still here. I'm here for you tonight. We can rest in confidence in the Lord. But then he tells us something else real quickly, and I'll be through. Then he tells us tonight that about the great high priest we have. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but is at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Many years ago, several years ago, there was a very popular country music song called Friends in Low Places. I never did understand why you don't have friends in low places. Praise God, I'm glad I got a friend in a high place tonight. Amen. I'm glad tonight that God has got a high priest. And that high priest, the Bible says, is Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 15 that he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows our feelings. And because of that, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Several years ago, a man was undergoing some very terrible, trying times in his life. And one thing was just going after another. It just seemed like every time that he turned around, there was something happening. And he finally got to the end of his line. And he got on the phone and he called a friend of mine who was his pastor. And he said, Pastor, and he told him, he said, you know most of the things. And he said, I just got the word of this. And he said, what can I do? And he told me, he said, you know, I didn't really have time to think. He said, I simply said, brother, go to Jesus and say, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. He said, after I thought about it, and said a few weeks later, he came to me and said, Preacher, that's exactly what I needed. You know, sometimes that's what we need. Just go to the Lord and say, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Right. And that's what he says we can do. Hey, you need help tonight? I'll try to help you, but I'm not always capable of helping you. But I'll tell you one tonight that is. I told you before, I know a man who can. That man is Christ Jesus, our friend in heaven this evening, and we can get mercy and grace in our time of need. Well, sometimes we have that need, don't we? Sometimes tonight things are going wrong in life, and we can still find that we can rest in the Lord, because when we come to God, he'll give us that we need in that hour. This evening, I close with this. Ron Don was a great preacher of yesteryear, died at a very young age. And Ron Don wrote a book many years ago, and he titled the book, and the title of the book came from something that he said that one day he was in a lot of had a lot of things going on. He didn't know which way to turn. And he said, all at once, he said, Lord, I got to pray something. And he wrote a book called Just Pray Something. Now, I don't know what your need is, but may I tell you, just pray something. And the Lord will help you tonight. You can enter into the rest of God if you really want it this evening. That's up to you. That's up to me. I want to rest in God tonight. Be confident in Him. And go through my life resting in the assurance of the blessed Lord and Savior this evening. All right, if you'll stand together with me. Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you that you might take this word tonight and use it in our hearts and lives to encourage us and strengthen us and comfort us. In Jesus' name, amen.